Welcome to the show.
I had the mute button pressed. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I'm Lumpy. I had the mute button pressed.
Keep your mute button on lock, dog.
You gotta keep that mute button. Welcome to the show. I am Luppy, your host, who pressed the mute button and started talking. Co-host James Scrug. Luppy's warp. Luppy's warp tonight.
The warp day on warp. Monday.
Yes.
Every Monday. 13th of October.
Yes. We are making calls tonight. We're going to switch it up. We're going to make some phone calls tonight on the air, and I'm going to turn.
Really switching it up tonight.
Yeah, we're switching
phone
it up.
Phone calls on the air.
We're going to be doing prank phone calls to hotels. It's groundbreaking, but this is the sort of thing we can expect here. Welcome to
100%.
The show. 100%. Welcome. You're listening right
live now. And uncensored.
Live and uncensored.
RogueServer.com.
You're going to be hearing me drop all the swear words known to man.
He's going to say lots of bad things. So you should tune in, get your recorder handy. This is going to be a good show to,
show the kids.
It'll be a good show. It'll be a good show. It'll be a good show to show the people.
Show the people of the world
what a piece of shit Whoopi and Jame
singular
dynamic duo.
We're gonna get this phone ringing.
That bass line sounds so good now that you fucking like remastered the track or whatever. That bass line sounds sick. Like, he was definitely going in. It was just so loud.
To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation, please press 2. To modify an existing reservation or to speak to the front desk, please press 3.
Oh, 3. I'm surprised it turned out as good as it did, because I don't know anything about anything. Oh my god, where the hell am I going to put this?
Wingate Bivino, how may I help you?
I tried to, like, check in there. To the
Wingate. Say that again?
I tried to check in.
Mm-hmm.
Your building's not there.
My building is not there?
Yeah, it's not there.
Say that again, I can't hear you.
Your building isn't there.
My building isn't there?
Yeah.
Where are you at?
I'm Bismarck.
Yeah, Bismarck, yeah. Where is the location? Your
1421.
Yeah, it's there. I'm in the building only.
Nope, not there. So it's an empty lot there.
Say that again?
It's just an empty lot over there.
Nope.
Yeah.
I'm in the building. I'm in the hotel building right now.
I don't believe you. Whenever I drove by, it was just an empty
lot. You don't
lot.
Believe me?
Yeah.
I'm in the building only.
No. It's an empty lot over there is what I'm trying to tell you.
Empty lot?
Yeah.
Whom are you looking for? Do you have a reservation in our hotel?
Wingate by Wyndham.
Yeah, Wingate by Wyndham. It's right behind the Wing City Hotel restaurant. Are you in the parking lot?
I was. I'm at Wing City right now, and I'm looking north. I just see an empty lot over there.
Empty lot?
Yeah.
That's the back side of our building. That's not the front side of our building.
No, it's just I see a skyline. Boulevard. I can see the Walmart.
I don't
see your building.
Yeah, Walmart. In front of the Walmart only our hotel is located.
Nope.
There is a shuttle over there. You could see the shuttle?
No. It's just an empty lot where your building's supposed to be.
Nope, I guess you're looking at the wrong spot. I'm in the building only. I'm right in front of the...
Well, you can't be because there's an empty lot there.
I don't know. I don't get you. I'm in the building only.
No. You're in an empty lot is where you're at, I think. It's my opinion.
No.
Like the finger? Figure it out. Because
okay.
I tried to go.
You have a reservation tonight?
No. I was trying to find the your building there. I was gonna check in like in person, but no, there's just an empty lot there.
Nope. There's a lot of cars over here in our parking lot. I could see that.
It's like grass.
The right beside the grass.
It's just all grass.
I don't know where you at.
I'm at I'm in Wing City.
Wing City? The Wing City.
Oh, I think that was a hang up.
Rip.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome Wuppies, to the show.
Wuppies Warp. You're listening live on rogueserver.com. Wuppy.
Because where else would you listen?
Juniorat.com.
In the future.
Yeah. I haven't even thought about putting any more stuff up there. It's just a very daunting task, even with the timestamps.
Need to, just streamline things a little bit.
If you like the show, I encourage you record it.
Oh, God.
Record the
show. The legs of the Whoopi show.
Get the tape deck. Record a copy.
Oh, can there be, like, a secret tape trading Whoopiverse?
It's kind of the environment I wish to foster tonight.
That's what I'm saying, like... Can we do that?
We gotta.
Secret tape trading Whoopiverse.
Walmart.
Thank you for calling your local Walmart. We're open daily from 6 a.m. to 11 p.m. This call and your voice may be recorded for business purposes, including fraud prevention.
Maybe.
For Auto Care Center, press 2. For Vision Center, press 3.
Wait,
for online pickup and delivery orders, press
Walmart.
4. For electronics,
Walmart.
Press 5. For
Walmart's
fresh bakery,
not there anymore.
Press 6. For Fresh Deli, press 7. For Human Resources, press 8. To reach the store operator, press 0.
Okay.
For store hours, press star.
Should I go to the operator?
This menu, press the pound sign.
Where is this place?
Bismarck, North Dakota. 1400
Skyline.
Well, how can I help you? Hey, I just came down there and the building was gone.
Oh?
Like, I went into the parking lot and it was weird. Like, there was nothing there. Did you all close?
No. Which Walmart did you go to?
There's Bismarck. I was in a parking lot. Like, it was just gone. Oh, I mean, I tried to go to both. And, it was all just dead ends. Nothing was actually there. It was weird. Like, it was really weird. And I'm kind of confused because, like, aren't y'all supposed to be there? Like, you're there right now.
I can assure you we are open.
You know, I'm not even talking about open or closed. I'm saying the building was not there.
Yeah, I mean, I can assure you we are here.
Right.
You need
all right, well, I'm going to try again, I guess. But like I said, like, it was just a big empty lot. Like, there could have been a Walmart there at some point. It was a large lot.
I would, if you're still having trouble, maybe it's just like you're having trouble finding it, I would definitely use like a GPS maybe.
Oh, no, I have a GPS. Like, my GPS said I was there. And the building just was not there. Like, it ceased to exist. Like, I was standing right on the pin at one point.
Okay.
Yeah, no, like, it was the weirdest fucking thing. Like, I don't know.
Yeah,
but I'm gonna try again. I just hope that I'm not like wasting my time.
Yeah.
Because I'd like to get into the Walmart. I have a few things I need to purchase this evening. But like I said, I used my GPS and it was gone. The building was just not there.
That's what I can. All I can really help you with that.
Yeah, I mean.
I guess I can tell you.
Like, you're sure you're there. Like, you're sure that you exist and you're like in reality right now. It's not like a Langoliers type situation. That's a very serious thing.
Yeah, we exist. I can tell you this, like the streets, if you need it, that would help a little bit.
I know it's over there. I can't remember the street, but I just use Google for everything, you know, like it's right there. I just do the closest one, and like that's what I did. And then I was like, well, I guess this one's closed. Let me check the other one. And it was nowhere to be found.
Okay. Well, I guess that's all I can do for you then. But I can assure you we are here. That makes you feel better.
Right. Well, I mean, I appreciate I'm definitely going to try and get down there, but, like, it was very strange. Like, it was very strange.
Oh.
And then I was leaving, and I got stuck in the parking lot for, like, 30 minutes. Like, every time I left the parking lot, it just looped. Like, it just kept looping.
Okay.
Like, I would leave the parking lot, and then I was back. Parking lot is even loose because, like I said, it was just a big lot. It was a concrete lot. Like, there definitely was, like, the remnants of a Walmart there, but... I don't know. It was weird. It was weird. But I guess I'm gonna try again because I do need my items tonight. So, it's a real bummer. But I really hope that, you know, there's nothing going on there. All right. Well,
I will let you go.
Try again. All right. Well, let me get to it, as they say.
I hope you find us.
Yep. I hope so too, because it could be a very serious type of stuck in time situation, and nobody actually wants that.
Yeah, I'm assuming the GPS was wrong or something, but yeah.
See, I get all the information straight from like Google, the Walmart website. I don't go to like I'm not on like Larry's list of Walmart links or whatever. I'm using, you know, I'm using official sources as Walmart.com. You know, it's I'm not looking at trends. I'm looking at. Locations that are open now, it says you guys are open now, but when I get there, there's nothing. Like, there's just a big empty lot. And then it doesn't even let me leave the lot. Like, it keeps telling me that I have to, like, let the lot in or something, and then I can leave.
Oh.
Yeah, like, and then, but then I leave, and it's all good, it's all gravy, baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's gang. But I get, like, I got home, I'm back home, I'm big chilling right now, but, like, I am still concerned that, like, you know, your Walmart isn't existing in this timeline. Maybe I'm in the wrong timeline, I'm not sure. But it's weird because, like I said, all the Google results, it's all normal. Like, it's not like the Beatles don't exist or anything like that. Like, it's not a weird, you know, timeline shift. Glitch in the Matrix style.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, okay, I can assure you that we are here, though. We are open.
Okay, yeah, I mean, for sure. I am gonna try and get down there tonight because I do have some items that I need to purchase. And you know, yeah, so like I feel it, but like I said, like I went there. I got stuck in the parking lot. I'm gonna try again. But I just, I'm really, really, like, I am a little anxious about it. Like, I can't lie to you, I'm a little anxious about it. It is giving me a little bit of tension because, like I said, like, you know, it was just, there was nothing there. And then I couldn't leave the parking lot for, like, felt like 45 minutes. I don't know how long it actually was. I don't know how long I was out, if you will. But, yeah.
Still can't find it. I was definitely just like suggest like make like a delivery order or something.
Yeah, I guess so.
I will let you go then.
Okay. Well, I definitely appreciate all your help tonight. I am gonna try and do it again. But like I said, like you or I might be in like a completely different universe right now, and if that's the case, it's a pretty cool phone call. If that's the case, you know, it's actually really pretty sick.
I agree,
but it's not cool for the people living in it, right? Like, so hope that if anyone's stuck in time, I hope it's me and not you.
Yep.
But at the same time, like, we could use our Walmart back here in reality, so like, you know, hopefully it's there when I go back, but we will see. But again, yes, thank you very much for all your time and patience with me tonight. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome.
Word. Well, you have a wonderful night.
Yep, you too.
I'm trying. I was going to go down there and, you know, get some soda and a couple DVDs and just, you know, kind of go home and have a nice night. But something seems to have happened to your store.
I hope
it's just gone.
I hope you figure it out, you know.
Me too. Me three, really.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not the only one who needs these things. People need their things. There was no one in the lot, at least. Which I found kind of weird.
Well, then, I will let you go. I gotta get back to work.
You are working. You were helping me out with my quandary. This conundrum that I've got going on. So, I guess I'll just try again. And, you know, like they say, if you don't succeed, and just try until you're dead or whatever it is, whatever that old phrase is, that old saying. Yep. All right. Shout outs to my boy Larry.
Good night.
Good night. You have to hang up. My phone doesn't have the hang up button.
Oh, she hung up.
Oh, good.
That's impressive.
What the fuck was that? How did I do that? That call sucked. That call was fucking terrible.
That's the magic of this premise, is that they stay on the phone forever.
I don't understand. What? Okay, whatever.
That's the magic of it.
Do not care.
Watch. Well, the ego's huge right now, but on my part. Watch the phone ring. They're not gonna pick up. We will call. We'll call something else.
Thank you for calling Michael's, where we have everything to create and celebrate anything. Looking to pump up your party? Michael's now has custom balloon bundles for any party or celebration. You can even bring in your own balloons for inflation. Visit michaels.com or ask a team member for details.
For directions to our store, please press 1. For store hours, please press 2. To speak to a team member, please press 3. Or hold at...
Oh. That's a universe noise right there. Live. Come on. Yeah. Damn it. I don't know why I'm so invested. You see, this is what hubris gets you. You get excited about it, and then the phone rings for a good solid 10 minutes straight. No. They can go fuck themselves. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. Wuppy's a warp. Co-host, Jame. Scrug. The Nilla Gorilla. As you may know him from the streets. Or if you're of certain persuasions, perhaps, the sheets.
It's your boy, Jame.
Yeah.
Goddamn.
Oh, IHOP doesn't answer. God damn it, IHOP. Okay. Yes, I got that one. Welcome to the show. Oh, I got a new pair of headphones on. So everything sounds different. It should sound different to you too. Because I'm mixing and mastering with new headphones. Oh, and they didn't pick up. Oh, maybe they're gone. I don't see a price by their building.
Hey, Jessica,
I tried to go to the Candlewood Suites by Bismarck, by IHG, and on your property, it's just an empty lot.
Huh.
Yeah. In Bismarck. 4400, or...
Yeah, our address is 4400 Skyline Crossings.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's an empty lot.
So right next to Culver's.
Yeah. Oh, there's the Culver's. I see it pretty good. And then it's just an empty lot.
Huh.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're definitely back here.
Are you sure you're, like, still open?
Yeah.
It just seems a little bit weird to me that there's an empty lot there, and I call the phone number and it picks up.
Yeah, I'm not sure why it would take you to that.
How do I get there if it's just an empty lot, though?
If you're taking that side street past Culver's, we're at the very end of that street.
Yeah. Like, you're at the end of the street. Like, I'm in the Culver's parking lot. I'm looking straight. I see, like, the road. I see the, just an empty
lot
there.
Yeah, we're just south of Culver's.
Yeah,
I'm looking. It's right there.
Like, I'm on my GPS and on my phone and stuff, and I'm looking south, and it's just I see a Starbucks, and, but it's just an empty lot where this property is supposed to be.
Yeah, if you can see Starbucks, we're just down the hill from that.
Yeah,
on the opposite side.
I'm at the Culver's. I'm looking south, and I see an empty lot, and then Starbucks.
Yeah, we're right there. We're right next to Culver's.
So how do I?
Because that street comes to a dead end, and we're at the very end of the street. Like, you can't go any further. We're at the very end of the road.
Yeah, I see the road and everything, and I see the, empty lot. I can, I can see the loop.
Okay.
Yeah. It looks like a building was there, I guess, but it's just nothing's there. Yeah.
Yeah. If you go out of Culver's parking lot and take a right, just keep following that street, and we're right there. We're right at the end of the road here.
I looped around the property earlier, trying to find this place, and as I was looking, and it was just an empty lot.
Oh, I'm not sure where you were then, because we're definitely here. We have a four floor building. We have four floors here.
I mean, it looks like it definitely looks like there was a building there. I'll be honest with you about that part, but the part about the empty lot, that's just I don't know how I'm supposed to get to the hotel if it's just an empty lot, or how to even do it there.
Yeah, I mean, if you're in the Culver's park, are you in the Culver's parking lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, so you just go back out to that road you came in on, and you take a right, and we're right there.
That was an empty lot.
And you went all the way to the end of the road?
Yeah. I, looped around it a couple times.
Yeah, if you went to the end of the road, if you look to the right, the building's right there.
It's not.
I don't know how else to explain how to get here.
That's what I'm trying to figure out here.
Yeah, because there's no other way to get.
So I have to start at Culver's and then I go down and I go right?
Yes.
I did that. I circled around at least five times trying to look for the building. I just couldn't see it. There's grass. There's grass and stuff there, and it looked like there could have been a building there at one point in time, but it just aside from the grass, there's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, if there's grass, I guess I don't know what's right next to Culver's, but we're right there. I don't know.
I just had to keep ordering cheese curds just to keep my mind straight. You know what I mean?
What's that?
Because I was going to see someone there at the Candlewood Suites.
Yep.
But, the building wasn't there, so I just had to go back to Culver's and, I message them, figure out what's going on. They said they were there, but there's just an empty lot. I ended up ordering, $20 worth of cheese curds. I didn't even eat half of them. Just throw them away.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I guess I don't know how else to describe how to get here, but I have a couple guests waiting to check in, so...
I don't know how you have guests if it's just an empty lot there, though.
Yeah, well, I definitely do, so I'm going to have to end the phone call here. Sorry.
Can you prove it? I just don't believe you. she didn't want to prove it. Welcome to the show. The show. You're welcome to it.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the
show.
You're
welcome. Thanks for having us in your ear holes.
Thanks for listening on RogueServer.com.
The only place for prank calls.
Yeah.
Call of the fucking pizzarella pie.
Ooh.
I'm a whoopee.
Whoopee.
Wasted memory.
Thank you for calling the Holiday in Bismarck. To ensure Gregory. High quality service, this call...
Alright.
I didn't get that. May I ask what you're calling for today?
I lost the second floor. It's gone. The second floor is gone.
Thank you. Let me connect you for assistance.
to your sister?
Thank you for calling the Bismarck Holiday Inn. How can I help you?
Oh, weird. You don't sound anything like that guy's sister. That's weird. I'm up here on on the third floor. All right. And the second floor is, like, missing. Like, I went to go down the stairs, and when I got to, like, the bottom of the floor, like, the stairs, like, there's just, it just kind of drops off. And, like, I can see the first floor down there. But there, like, it's dangerous. Like, I turned around and went back upstairs and went around to the other set of stairs. Same thing, no dice. Has anyone complained that the second floor is missing? And how am I going to get downstairs?
How much drugs do you want?
What? No, I don't do drugs. I'm stone sober. Sober as a judge.
Oh, what a dick. What a dick.
I tried. I tried. That was for the homie.
Well, I believe in that.
Yeah.
Welcome. 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 Welcome.
How much drugs are you on? Not how many.
How much?
Not what kind. How much? The appropriate answer is not many. Not a lot. Reasonable amount of dabs. Am I trying again?
Do you want to?
Yeah, I might as well.
All right. Come on.
Got another idea.
Ah, there we go. Thank you.
Welcome. That was a bust, though. So no thank you to them. They can,
go jump.
They can eat cheese in hell for all I care.
I'm gonna go jump.
Jump into my mouth and breathe the stardust. I have Black Moth Super Rainbow.
By Marriott. This is Glenn. How can I help you?
What is cracking, Glenn? How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I was just down there. I was leaving my room, and there was this guy in the hallway. He was kind of wearing, like, this white hat, and, like, when he looked at me, he kind of, like, pursed his lips and gave me kind of, like, an okay hand. Like, he's got, like, a thin little mustache, and I was just trying to figure out, like, do you know anything about this dude? Like, is he on the level?
What room are you in?
Well, I'm actually not in the hotel right now. I'm staying at the hotel, but I'm not, like, I'm actually outside of a nightclub right now. But,
Oh, what floor did you see him on?
Oh, the floor that I was on, I guess that's, like, the third floor, I think. It's been
and he had on a white cap
already. Yeah, he had a puffy white hat on and like a white jacket, and like he looked at me and he just kind of gave this smile and he pursed his lips and kind of did that okay hand like close to his face kind of. And
like he was gonna blow you a kiss.
Well, I guess like more like what he. I guess more like what he thought he'd seen was some form of perfection.
Maybe he did, I don't know. But I have not seen anybody matching that description in my
right,
hotel
okay.
so far this
well, that,
evening.
I mean,
so
that's
I apologize
that's
if
good,
it was off-putting to you. I am so sorry.
I just wanted to know if he was on the level. You know, like, I just wanted to know if, like, he was all right,
like,
because, like, if I run into him again, like, I'm gonna return the favor, I'm gonna give him one back, you know?
Hey, dip your toe in the water, check it out, I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not looking for anything like that. I'm a heterosexual man, but, like, one brother to another can definitely appreciate one another, you know? We can appreciate each other. We're all beautiful and unique in our own ways. You know, I've actually got only 7 toes.
Oh, my.
Yeah,
okay.
I was born like that. There's 3.5 toes on each foot. It's
okay.
Pretty weird, but I started an OnlyFans, and I'm making money on it, which is bizarre. But, you know, whatever.
Right on.
It affords me these wonderful opportunities where I get to... You know, so.
That is so great.
Yeah. No,
is there anything else I can help you with this evening, or?
If you see the man in the hat, don't be obvious about it, but kind of just check, like, you know, give him a quick level check, like, see if he's on the level or not. Ask him the right questions. You know, ask him about how he puts his shoes on in the morning.
Are you being for real?
Yeah, 100%. Like, you can tell a lot about a person about how they put their shoes on. Like, if they do one foot, like, if they do their socks, one sock and then one shoe, or if they do both socks and then, you know, like, sometimes some people jump into their shoes, you know? Like, they'll do both feet at the same time kind of thing, you know, like, to save some time. But you can tell, like I said, you can tell a lot about a person by the way they put their shoes on. Like, you can tell if they're, like, a lazy bastard, if they have no laces in their shoes.
Right. So, regarding the man in the fluffy coat and the white hat,
Just a standard level check, like a base level check. Like, you would just, you know, ask him a couple questions. Don't try to make it too obvious, but just, you know, just do your thing.
Okay, so if you make it back to the hotel and see him, but I don't, then what?
Oh, I'm just going to have to go on my gut. I'm just going to have to go on my gut. I'm going to have to do my own level check. I'm going to have to ask him, like, how his night was, and, you know, when he was putting his shoes on in the morning, how did he put them on?
Okay, well, do you want to let me know what room you're in so that way I can go up and have my manager just kind of check things out and see what's going on?
Well, I was in that room a few hours ago, and since then I have taken some hallucinogenic drugs. I'm not gonna lie to you. So I'm not really good with numbers right now because I just keep picturing them in my head, and they're trying to eat themselves, like 7, 8, 9.
Oh,
shit. Oh, man, what was that?
I don't know.
I don't know what I was doing there.
You're
but
under
love
the influence
y'all.
Of drugs. I'm pretty
I
sure.
I suppose. All right, it's Whoopi's turn.
Oh God, I don't even have a. Oh my God, how am I gonna get a phone to ring? Wait, am I allowed to call Olive Garden? Will they actually answer, or will it be like a robot? I have slip-on shoes.
Thank you for calling Olive Garden in Bismarck, North Dakota. Here for Carside Pickup, check in on the texted link or press 3 now. For your convenience, place your Carside To-Go or catering order at olivegarden.com or use the Olive Garden app. For large catering orders, press 1. For seating information, visit the Olive Garden app or press 2. For all other inquiries, press 3.
calling Bismarck Holiday. Can I help you?
Hey, I need a bread bowl with cereal in it. I have the cereal and milk ready to go. Hey, just give me that bread bowl. I'll be good to go here.
What was that?
I need a bread bowl. I had some cereal.
We don't sell bread bowls.
You had a piece of bread or anything over there at the Olive Garden?
We have bread sticks, but we don't sell bread bowls.
There you go. Just
that
put the oranges
bread
in like a bowl-like fashion or like maybe a basket. I'll get some cereal and milk and pour in that puppy.
No, we don't sell that.
Just get the bread sticks, just weave them together for me real quick there, and I'll just be able to bring me my cereal. Oh, she didn't like that. Pray to canoe. Oh, shoot. Welcome, welcome, welcome. You're listening. And you know what it means if you're listening? Probably means you're listening live on RogueServer.com. It's 9:30 and 37 seconds post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, October 13th, 2025. Pretty nice outside. I had new headphones on, so everything sounds different.
Thank you for calling American by Wendy.
I think I'm trying again.
Bismarck. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1. To cancel a reservation, please press 2.
Thank you for calling the American Inn and Suites of Bismarck.
God.
All front desk personnel are currently helping other guests. For reservations, press 4 or dial to assistance. Thank you.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Thank you for calling American.
Hi. It's Jacob B. Jacoby.
Hi there.
Hi. What do I do about him?
About who?
He followed me in whenever I like went outside to like chew some gum.
I'm sorry, what's going on?
This guy followed me in whenever I went outside to chew a little bit of gum.
Okay.
You hear him?
I mean, I guess at that rate, you can call the police.
Call the police? It's like a bee. A bee followed me in. Ma'am? Hello? Ma'am?
Calling the police right now. Hold on.
What? No, you don't need to call the police. It's a bee. It's not a police manner. Ma'am, you're being silly. Oh my God. Ma'am. Ma'am, hi, hello?
Are you being attacked right now? Are you still okay? Are you okay?
Yeah, it's
the
a bee.
The police are on their way.
It's a bee. It's a bee. It's a bee. It's a bee. I shoot him out, and it's just a bee. I don't think we need any police or a bee. It's just, I don't know if he's allowed in the building or not. Jimmy.
Yo,
Jimmy.
What up,
Jimmy, there's a bee or something. There's a bee or something.
Bee,
she's calling the police about it.
I'm fucking allergic, dog. She's calling the police.
Yeah.
You don't need to call no police. Call the sheriff. You call the sheriff. She call the police.
You call the sheriff?
You call the sheriff. She's going to call the cops. You call the sheriff.
I guess. It's not an emergency or anything.
You call the cops. I called the sheriff. With the flag and the eagle.
Yeah.
And the rock.
The rock.
And a big fat crack rock. Ow!
Ow!
Gang, gang.
I have her muted. She's kind of got me intrigued a little bit about the police.
Oh, did you have how long have we been muted to her?
Just now.
Oh, okay. She heard gang, gang.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that.
Can we stay on the line while she gets the police?
There's no threat there, though. It's just gang, gang.
He followed me in.
There's a bee that followed you in, yeah. I don't know why she's calling the cops over that.
I think she's playing a joke on us. I think we're
victims
of a practical joke.
She's telling Porky Pies.
Hello, ma'am.
Hello, ma'am.
Hi, ma'am.
Hi, ma'am.
Ma'am.
Ma'am. I can't recreate those noises.
Oh. I don't know. There's something wrong with her.
I don't know. There's something wrong with her.
Oh, she's got me. We're unmuted to her now.
She's got me. We're unmuted to her now. Got you. I got you.
I'm kind of curious how this
She
is
really
play
played
out.
A good trick on us.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't even timestamp this. Oh, if you're listening, you're listening live.
Go to the website.
Go to the website. We can't say it
go
over
to,
this
go
police
Go to a
line.
Website.
We
oh,
can't
yeah.
say it
no,
on the police,
the bullies,
line.
The bullies, they can't, no. Go to the website.
Go to the website.
If you're on the website.
You're on the website.
Welcome.
She's doing a really good job.
Something.
I'm too scared to hang up this phone.
I'm scared too.
I don't want to go back to jail.
You should be.
I don't want to go to jail.
You should be.
Hi.
Why? Why should we be scared? What did we do?
There's a bee.
There's a bee.
All right, man, we love you, but we got to go. Thank you.
Have a great day, guys.
Don't let her win. Don't let her win.
Come on,
she
won.
Brother.
She won.
No.
Ma'am, you won.
No.
You won, ma'am.
You won.
We give up.
Thank
you. Win. That's bullshit.
Yeah. Years, gentlemen.
Well, you win some, you lose some, Jimmy.
Yeah, I suppose so, but you're the one giving up.
Well, because it's a...
I'm ready to do a full 4 hours of this.
It's a police line now.
Oh, well, I guess.
We're broadcasting from an undisclosed...
But what did we do? There was a bee that followed you into your room.
Yeah.
I don't understand what the police have to do with that.
I guess shoot or tease
the
bee.
Are the police going to, like, arrest the bee?
Yeah.
Do they have handcuffs that small?
They're going to beat him.
They're gonna beat him. I'm gonna get it on video. Post that shit on the internet. Check out this police brutality.
Oh my god.
That's a big bee, bro.
We're gonna open a window. Bye.
No.
Oh, I was gonna.
She sucked, but it
yeah.
was funny. I didn't want you to let her win.
Well, she won. She won because I was scared.
Oh, don't be scared, Whoopi.
Oh, and anytime the police are brought up, I instantly think of whenever I was a child.
Oh, yeah.
I stole the candy
police.
Bar. I stole the candy bar and I barricaded it in the bedroom. These are real facts.
It?
Yeah.
The one time I stole something as a kid, I stole, like, bubble gum, and I definitely ate it. Well, I chewed it.
Wait, did I call this place before? No. All right, it's your turn.
Dude, I just went. No, just kidding.
Hampton Inn, can I help you?
Hey, brother, how's it going tonight?
Good.
Good. It's your boy, James. I'm up in my room. I was just wondering, is it cool if I get, like, just a little bit of fake poo? Like, if I just got, like, a little bit of fake poo and I put it around the hotel, kind of just play a trick on some people? Is that all right?
No.
It's fake. It don't smell like nothing. It's not messy. It's plastic. You know. It don't smell like nothing. It's just some plastic, a little fake poo, you know. A little fake poo never hurt nobody. You know, that's what my Grammy always used to say.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know, I was gonna put it, like, in the corner, you know, and just kind of get people's reactions. I got that little hidden camera set up.
Okay.
I go all around the country. This is what I do for my YouTube channel called Pranks Across America.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Cool. I appreciate it, man. So I'm going to come down there.
No problem.
And I'm going to hide some fake poo down in the lobby. And we're going to see where things go. Well, you said it was all right.
Yeah, I got to go. I got customers waiting here, but.
Can I talk to them? Can I talk to one? Oh. My goal is to eventually get a customer on the phone. That'd be so fun.
It happened to me.
Lucky you.
It's real.
Whoopi, achieving my goals before me, and I'm in no way bitter about this.
That's
all
right.
I've been doing prank calls forever.
No, I lost tonight, so, you know, you can...
You did lose tonight, so...
It sucks when you lose, but, you know...
Suck on that.
Sometimes you just gotta take a loss every now and then.
Sometimes you just gotta do a 360 flip. Other times, you just gotta do an impossible.
Ooh. You're listening live on RogueServer.com. /Whoopi. The host, me, Whoopi, co-host, James Scrug.
It's your boy, it's James.
Thanks for calling Holiday Inn Express. Please hold.
I can't hold.
Alright,
I just lost. I lost today, and I don't know how to feel about that.
Thank you for being a club member. Any other questions, feel free to call. Okay, how can I help you?
I lost at the hotel, so I don't know how to feel about that now. Am I allowed to try again?
What do you mean you lost at the hotel?
They got a one-up on me up there, and I lost my nerve, and I just couldn't go through with it.
Okay.
I had to hang up.
Are you looking for a... Oh, yeah, I was a little busy if that was just you a few moments ago.
Yeah. I made accommodations. So I just, if in the future, if I'm allowed to try again there.
Okay. Yeah, absolutely.
All right.
Are you looking for a room?
Not tonight. No. I've had a winning streak. I haven't lost yet, but you know, it just happened like a couple. And I just, I guess my head got too big, and I'm just coming crashing back down to reality.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, but how can I help you?
That's all. I just permission to try again, and like an assurance that it's okay.
Yeah, absolutely. You can always try again.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye. Well, I got permission to, you know. Thank God. It's not a total ruin. Welcome to the show. I'm Wuppy. Wuppy, your host. I got a sore throat today. And a headache. And, foaming of the mouth. My co-host, Vanilla Gorilla.
Asleep at the wheel, it's James.
Asleep at the wheel.
Yep. Playing Saturday morning cartoons in my head. Out to fucking lunch.
Nice.
Yeah.
McDonald's.
McDonald's?
Yeah.
Thank you for calling. Please press 1 to connect your call.
Oh my God.
I'm breaking shit.
Sorry. Really hard not to.
Hey, Shane McDonald.
Hey, McDonald. I went down there earlier because I heard you guys have Monopoly down there. So I got all excited. I went down and I was in the lobby and I was looking for it. I didn't see Monopoly anywhere. You didn't have any boards set up or anything. Like, there were no dice. Like, I couldn't find any Monopoly boards. Like, I thought we were supposed to be able
to play
Monopoly now.
It's on the app now.
It's on the app. So,
yeah.
But what's the point of it being at McDonald's then if it's in the app? Because, like,
I thought this was
like a social Monopoly kind of thing. Like, I thought this was a way to get people to kind of communicate since we're sort of losing touch with each other and losing touch with reality due to
I think it just has to do with, like, bringing customers to McDonald's. Like, they do this, like, I don't know, they stopped doing it for a while because, like, a scandal that happened back in the day. And I think they're just trying to get people to get the app, honestly.
All right. But what you're saying is, like, so if I came down there and I had a copy of the game Monopoly, like, do you think anybody down there would want to play? Like, because I thought it was just, like, kind of a social Monopoly
thing. It's just
thing,
for, like,
where, like, we can just like, play
you can
Monopoly
get, like, free
with
stuff,
people at McDonald's.
And then the free stuff is going to, like, come on the app. So you'd put it, like, a code in your app, and then you'd get, like, free stuff from it.
That doesn't really sound like the classic, like, Milton Bradley, I guess. It doesn't really sound like the OG, you know, the landlord's game, as it were.
Okay, yeah, even, like, back in the day, like, nobody played Monopoly like a real game. They just wanted to get, like, free stuff.
Oh.
That's what it's
really?
About.
Really? Because I could have sworn, like, I went down there with my grandpa, and we played Monopoly with, like, 3 or 4 different families. Like, we would do that, like, every Saturday when they were like, oh, we've got Monopoly at McDonald's. And then we'd go and do that.
And then what would you do? Just buy a whole bunch of food? That would give you a whole bunch of pieces? Because you have to buy,
like,
the food to get the actual pieces.
We had the game board. We would just bring it.
It's really just about collecting the pieces. And if you get, like, the same color, then you could get some for free.
Oh. All right. I guess I'll give it a shot. But, like I said, if I come down there with the Monopoly board, do you think anybody's going to want to play?
If people that are there for a while and don't mind, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna come down there. I'm gonna try and start the Monopoly Grand Championships.
All right, just don't start no problems,
tournament.
And it'll be just fine.
No problems. Like, even nobody likes a sore loser, so, like, there's no problems. Like, if I lose, it's
not.
I'm
just
be
saying that'd be like
soliciting.
Like, if you do anything else, it'd be like soliciting. Like, you know
what
I mean?
I'm not trying to sell anything.
But you're welcome, like, to come in. We're not going to kick you out for nothing.
Yeah, I'm just trying to play some Monopoly with some people, like, face-to-face. It's been a while.
All right, yeah. Okay, anything else, though? You have any other questions?
Yeah. Are there any customers down there right now?
Yep, we always got customers.
You think you're going to talk to one?
Oh, no.
Why not?
I'm not going to hand them the business phone so they can talk to somebody.
What if you held it for them?
That's a hard pass.
Oh. All right. Well, I tried.
I'm not going to just go out there and talk to some random person.
See, that's what I'm talking about.
But, yeah, you have a great day, though. I'm going to let you go and enjoy the rest of your night.
You should excel at talking to random people. You're in customer service.
Yeah. Our job is to, like, they come and they tell us what they want to order.
Yeah, but you can't say, hey, I got a guy on the phone. He's just got a question for you. Like, it's not that awkward.
And then he's going to be like, who is it?
How many
times? And I'm going to be like, oh, it's some random guy. He wants to play Monopoly with you.
Yeah, well, no, I just wanted to ask them if they've ever played Monopoly at McDonald's.
All right. You have a wonderful night.
All right, man. Take care. What the fuck?
What a strange
I don't know how that went on for as long as it did. I'm not complaining particularly, but it was stupid.
Oh, it's because of the app.
It's because of the app?
Yeah, and Monopoly?
Yeah, Monopoly on the app. You don't have to talk to people. You can just play with the app.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. If you're listening on rogueserver.com, you're a real one, and we appreciate you. Thank you for listening.
Come on, KFC. KFC said no. Welcome. Oh, welcome, Scared Leaf.
Hello, thank you for calling.
Hi, how do we do the Monopoly game down there?
Pardon me?
How do we do the Monopoly game down there?
I don't understand what you say.
Oh, the Monopoly game?
No.
Hi.
Hello?
Hi. It's me. I want to set up the Monopoly game down there.
Minneapolis game?
Yeah. Monopoly game?
Oh, yeah.
I got the board.
No.
Hi. Oh, my goodness. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/weppy. I'm your host, Weppy.
And you're going again.
Uh-oh.
Surprise, bitch.
Oh, the KFC called back. Are they gonna answer? Hi, I received a phone call from you guys.
No, the number just calling, I'll call them back.
Oh, no, I just received a missed call from this number.
This is KFC, that number just calling, I call back.
Yeah. I just saw this number, call in, but I'm not sure what to do about it now.
Sorry, because I just missed a call. That's why I called back.
Oh, is this KFC?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is there a reason you're calling?
The what?
Is there a reason you're calling?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't have a reason either. I guess I just wanted to get to the bottom of this.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Thank you. Oh, I don't know what that was. Does this mean I have to try again? Oh my goodness. I don't really have anything tonight. Hi, you guys get the
Hello?
Hi, you guys get the hard ones?
The what?
The hard ones. Oh. I guess saying hard ones is just you know. That doesn't even count. Oh my god, there's music. You're listening live. It's Wuppy's Warp. We're warping you to another plane. I'm Wuppy, your host. Co-host Jimmy.
It's your boy, James.
Jimmy the man.
The guy.
Guy.
He does stuff. He took a nap. He's all energized for the show.
I'm not energized. I drink a big cup of coffee and I'm not even energized.
Yeah, well. Maybe you should drink another.
Nah.
I have about 17 more cups.
Oh. Thank you for calling Perkins American Food Company, located at the Gateway Shopping Center.
What is
in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Perkins.
Oh,
Perkins Now Caters. Visit us at PerkinsCaters.com. For hours of operation, please press 1. To place a to-go order, please press 2.
Yeah.
And for all other inquiries, or to speak to a team member, please press 3.
And you're speaking to Perkins.
They got breakfast all day?
Good evening, Perkins North. How can I help you?
Hey, Perkins. How you doing tonight? I was just wondering, y'all got breakfast all day?
Yes, I sure do.
Oh, that's so cool. Y'all got, like, I was thinking about kind of an idea that I had where I was thinking about putting, like, Captain Crunch in between two pancakes, and then you lace that bad boy up with some syrup and some whipped cream. You don't have any Captain Crunch down there now, do you?
Absolutely not.
Can I bring my own? If I
bring your
like
own Captain Crunch.
Yeah, like I'll bring like a little Ziploc baggie with some Captain Crunch in it.
I'm not going to say no.
Okay. All right. Cool. Cool. So y'all are cool with like some food hacks down there. That's cool. I like that. I run a channel
Absolutely.
On the YouTube. It's called Food Hacks Across America, and I'm just been traveling trying to find places that let me do that stuff. Usually when I'm doing breakfast themes, I do Breakfast Brian. That's the character, Breakfast Brian. And he's a character. He eats breakfast 24/7, 365, even on Christmas. It's breakfast. So that's
okay,
Breakfast
okay.
Brian. He's the character. He's the one who'll be he'll be down there. Y'all don't have like a bread bowl, right?
No, we do not.
No, all right.
That I don't have.
Do you think you could put like pancake inside of a bowl, and then I could put some cereal on that and some milk, and it could be like a breakfast bread bowl? I think it's a hit.
That would be a hit. That sounds delicious.
Yeah, I think it's a hit. It's like a cereal, bowl of cereal, but the lining is edible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
edible
we could always try it.
Yeah, I mean, I would be absolutely floored to try something like that. We could throw a little syrup on that, you know, make it real spicy but sweet. No okay. Spice for real, just spice, like as in, you know, it's spicy. It's a new idea. We're changing the laws of breakfast. Breakfast doesn't have to be this boring thing anymore. We can make breakfast right, exciting right. Again. Yep. I think
delish.
It's a smash hit. I think Perkins should probably just take my idea and run with it. I think that if Perkins were to just take my idea, you all don't even have to credit me. I'll know it's me, and I'll be like, y'all check it out. I got the Perkins to invent a breakfast bread bowl.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, no one would believe me, but I would be like, no, I was the first one. I was on the front lines pushing for the breakfast bread bowl. Because I guess you could do it with, like, eggs and bacon, too. You just put the pancake inside of a bowl. That way now the pancake is its own bowl. It wouldn't stand up. It wouldn't stand on its own. You wouldn't be able to do it as a bowl. Like, as a bread bowl, a pancake is not going to work as a bread bowl. But as a liner for a bowl, it would work. And maybe eventually y'all could get, like, a bread bowl. You get some kind of, like, French bread or something that's good for the morning. You could even French toast it up, you know? French toast up some bread, and then you put the pancake inside of it, and then you put some eggs and some bacon, and maybe even some waffles. Or, like, waffle crisp. Oh, yeah, waffle crisp. That's what's up. Put the waffle crisp in there. It's a breakfast explosion. It's a breakfast fit for
that
a king.
That sounds delicious. I do got to cut this short, though, because I do have people in the restaurant here. I'm so sorry.
Can I talk to one? I'm just trying to get a vibe for, like, how it is. Can I talk to one of those people?
One of who?
Yeah, just one of those people you got in the restaurant.
You want to talk to somebody in the restaurant? I could put you on with my manager.
Yeah. Oh, well, no. I was hoping to talk to, like, a customer.
Oh, you want to talk to a customer? I can't do that, unfortunately.
Oh, all right. Well, just tell them that Breakfast Brian says what's up, and I'll be down there with my little baggie of Cap'n Crunch
Breakfast
in a couple hours. Gang, gang.
Okay. We do close at midnight.
All right. Well, you know, it's not midnight yet. I'll be there.
Okay. Sounds good.
All right. Peace out, Girl Scout. Stay blessed.
Deuces.
Dang. Hell yeah.
Oh, she's cool.
Deuces. Chief M.
The return of Breakfast Brian.
The return of Breakfast Brian.
He was gone for a while, but then he came back.
He made a special guest appearance.
Yeah. Steakhouse.
I just saw a good idea. I wish I had seen it 5 minutes ago before I did that pathetic thing. I'm sorry. Keep it on the back burner.
Bullhorn Steakhouse. You obviously have good taste.
Oh my God.
To let us know you're here for curbside to go, press 3. To place and pay for a curbside to go order, please visit longhornsteakhouse.com or press 1 now. For general questions, hours of operation, and other inquiries, press 2.
My eyelids are getting heavy.
Longhorn Steakhouse Bismarck, this is Eris. How can I help you?
Hi, Breakfast Brian. Can I do breakfast down there?
We do not have a breakfast specific menu.
Oh, man.
We have a lunch menu for about, yeah, we open at 11. So.
Now, you think you get some of that lunch menu, like breakfast style, though?
I don't think so.
I'm with Meals Across America, a YouTube channel. It's like food hacks and stuff. We do like breakfast. Breakfast Brian with Food Hacks Across America.
Okay, well.
We
don't have any breakfast foods. We don't even have eggs.
Yo,
so.
If I could bring in a bowl of cereal, though, like a little bit of Cap'n Crunch in a Ziploc bag. Yo, you got anything? I put that on like a steak or something?
I mean, it's a steakhouse, so we have
Yo,
steaks.
Sick. Y'all got any like steak knives?
We do have steak knives.
Y'all think I can whittle down a bone into a spoon and eat cereal like that?
Maybe.
Yo, I'm Breakfast Brian, dude. Yo, that's sick. Yo, you want to try some of it whenever I come down there?
Maybe.
Sick. I'll be the guy wearing the hat. It's like a bucket hat. I got the shorts on, slip-on shoes, wearing all gray, except my shirt, which is Hawaiian. I got the spoon. I got the little bag of Cap'n Crunch. We'll just chill out and eat some of that. You got any milk down there?
We do have milk, yes.
Sick. I'm going to get some of that milk for breakfast, Bri-Bri. Bring the cat down.
All right.
That sounds good?
Sure.
Thank you.
Yep, absolutely. Have a good night.
You too. It's pretty good to do it Breakfast Brian style, and I'm not even I'm not doing a good job at timestamping these. Welcome to the show. You're listening live on rogueserver.com/Wuppy. I'm your host, Wuppy. It's Wuppy's Warp. Co-host, Jimmy Scruggs. Jimmy Snugs in the sheets.
Jame.
Vanilla Gorilla.
Jame, if you're feeling it.
Jame, if you're feeling funky fresh.
Are you feeling it, Mr. Krabs?
Ah.
Doing sick-ass kickflips up in this bitch. Ah. Oh, I dropped my fingerboard. Ow, I dropped my fingerboard. No.
Let's do no interpolation.
None.
Ah.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show.
If you're listening live, I apologize.
I don't.
Whoopi doesn't.
You know, this is part and parcel of what you're getting yourself into.
This show does not apologize.
I don't apologize. My co-host does apologize, and if you're sincerely
Thank
hurt,
you for calling Comfort Inn,
I might consider
mark.
It.
For new reservations, please press 1.
Oh, what if I could do a fakey 180? Be fucking dope. 2.
No balls.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying, bro. Relax. You need to calm down. I'm not as good at fingerboarding as you are.
Is it Lee's
I probably
turn?
Never will be.
Or is it Jimmy?
It is. It's okay. Lee's turn.
You bastard. That's fingerboarding, bro. We gotta get like 10 kickflips
Too
in a row.
Too bad.
Oh, that's 4? 5? I fucked up. Where am I calling? Where are we calling at?
Comfort Inn. Shit, have I called this Comfort Inn before? No. Something odd's happening.
It's ringing.
Oh.
A lot.
No, we're just not gonna put up with that.
Welcome to the show.
Is it my fan I'm hearing in my room?
Do I have a fan going?
Oh, do I have a fan going?
Nah, Leaf has like a persistent background hum kind of fan.
It's probably my ceiling fan. Okay. Hold on.
Not a big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's just
I was going to say it didn't stop, but then I realized you muted.
It's just confusing me. I
turned it off.
Okay. Oh, this we're means too sweet. Elias sneezing. Pick up the goddamn phone, dude. Reno.
I gotta go get my Bible.
Yeah.
shit.
God damn it, dude. Deuterino, quality in.
By Deuterino.
Third time's a charm. It's a public show tonight.
Can you call a cus...
Oh. I already put in the number for the Quality Inn.
Thank you for calling Quality Inn Bismarck.
Don't pick
for
up
a
all.
New reservation, please press 1.
Perfect.
For the front desk and all other inquiries, please press 2.
Quality in Bismarck, can I help you?
Hey Bismarck, what's going on? How's it going? Can you hear me?
Yes.
I just took a fat blinker. 3, 4, 8. No, I don't want a moment.
Okay, how could I help you?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to be rude. I feel like you were just throwing me off.
How
I'm that guy.
You,
and I'm in my room right now, and I saw a guy outside. He was staring at me.
Yes.
But it wasn't just, like, anything. It was, like, I don't know. It was just weird. Like, he looked at me straight in the eyes after he picked up a leaf in his hand, and he, like, just stared at me. For, like, 30 seconds.
Okay.
Is that normal around
where
there?
Was this at?
It's like right outside
by
the tree
is,
where the leaves are.
Yeah, I don't
know.
He had
like a hat on
there.
Or something.
I couldn't
tell if he had a hat on because the shadows or everything.
Okay, sir, I don't know who's walking around outside the parking lot.
I'm sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to scare you or anything.
You're not scaring me. I'm just trying to determine what I can do
Maybe
for
he's, like,
you. What is it you'd like
me
to do? Okay.
Is he playing a prank on me? Is he, like, looking in my window and stuff? I was playing with my fingerboard.
Okay, sir,
I was just looking outside.
I'm at the front desk. I don't know who's out there. I'm at the front desk. I can't see out
there. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't get angry with me, please. Please don't get angry, sir.
Is there anything I can help you? Is there anything else I can help you with, sir?
Yeah, where's the ice machine at? I was trying to go up and down all these rooms, but the second floor, it said it was on or something? Which
the one for sure that's working would be up front here by the pool entrance. If you come down your elevator, turn right, come all the way up front, and turn right again, and it'd be up by the vending machines by the pool.
I think two rights make a left, but if I'm not certain, but I was going down the escalator and the elevator at the same time. There's no second floor or anything. I don't know how I'm gonna get down there. Hello?
Okay, sir. I have to check people.
Hello?
I have to check people in, sir.
What? No, there's... You haven't even helped me. Where's the ice machine?
Sir, I just
Please.
Explained to you where the ice machine was.
Two rights make a left, though.
Sir,
I'm
really don't have time. I don't have time for this, sir. Okay.
I don't have time either. I'm for the ice machine. I got a lot of shit I got to do.
Goodbye, sir.
I'm sorry.
What a Lion's still alive, but I
what a smart man.
Yeah, all right, Lion's dead. What a dick. What a dick. What a dick. Welcome to the show. Oh, I'm leaning back in my chair now. Oh, relaxing in utter decadence. No background music. Oh, this cable's in the way of my mouse pad. There we go. We run a tight ship here. There we go. Now you can hear it. I'm Wuppy, your host. In the green room, currently we have co-host, James, Cloutmaster, Carthor, and some scared guy. It's currently 10:19. No, 10:13. I need new glasses. At 10:13 and 56 seconds post meridian, Eastern Standard Time, October 13th, 2025. Wuppy's Warp, exclusively on RogueServer.com/Wuppy. Of course, you might be listening to this on juniorat.com. It's a possibility, but it's pretty far flung possibility. You can join the Mumble and you can talk. You can talk in the Mumble. Wait, is it? It's James' turn. Sorry, James.
All right.
Hotel.
Model 6 one
next,
how can I help you? What's
the
room number, sir?
Hey. What? Dude, calm down. Hello?
Hello?
Hey man, what's going on tonight?
Good, how are you?
I'm great, man. So I'm up in my room right now and I was just wondering, it's cool if I vape in here, right?
What's the room number?
I think it's 7. Hello? I think it's 7. All the numbers add up to 7, so like it's like 412 or like 502 maybe?
I don't understand. What
well, I was just wondering, can I vape up here?
No.
That's not okay to vape in here?
Mm-hmm. 3-8.
Mm-hmm. Are you sure?
Just a second, hold on.
What?
He hung up.
Mine's still there.
Dang. Like
5 seconds.
I want to hear Cloutmaster do a call.
Me too. All right, love you. Bye. Welcome to the show. I'm Wappy, your host. Co-host Jimmy Scruggs. Now, Jimmy, what's that you have in your hand there?
That's my vape.
It's a vaporizer.
Nicotine delivery device.
Oh, I thought you might have been puffing on the Puffco Peak.
No Puffco Peak just yet.
Ah. Welcome. You're live on rogueserver.com if you're currently listening. If you're listening October 13th, 2025, you're listening live on rogueserver.com or you're listening to a bootleg copy, which is the founder of the Prank Call Academy. I have to file a DMCA. That's a Digital Millennium Copyright Act against you. I'm Whoopi, your litigious host. With the litigious co-most is the
co-host. Thank you for calling. Liking to Inn and Suites by Wyndham, Bismarck. Please listen carefully, as there are some new menu options to serve you better. To make a new reservation, please press 1.
This lady likes 3. I think it's my turn, right? I don't know what I'm saying.
Thank you for calling Bismarck La Quinta. This is Christy. How may I help you?
Hi, Christy. What do we do? I was visiting my friend on the third floor. But...
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I was visiting my friend on the third floor, but whenever I went up there, there's no second floor to like get to the third floor, like from the stairs. I got up there with the elevator just fine, but as stairs is a no-go.
Okay.
Is that normal?
So what did you... there's stairways on each end.
Yeah.
On each end of the building.
Yep.
And then the elevator is right in the middle.
Yep. I walked up two flights.
Okay, so what are you...
I was on the ground floor, and I walked up two flights of stairs, and I was on the third floor. But whenever I there's no second floor to, like, get off at.
Which stairway did you go up?
The one on the right.
The north or the south?
Oh, the one on the right.
So the north one?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, there should be. I guess I've never gone up the north one, but yeah, there should be.
I started off at the first floor, then I walked up a flight of stairs, and I was on the third floor.
Okay, let's see here. So you went in, like, on the north side, like, by the pool and the laundry room?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I went up the stairs, it's floor one, and then the next floor was floor three.
Okay. Well, I'm going up the stairs, and I'm looking at a sign right now that says second.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm on second floor. I just came up one flight of stairs.
That's weird.
And I'm on second.
You think I just did it wrong then?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm not sure how I missed an entire flight of stairs.
Yeah, you come up the first floor and you come around this landing, and then you go up another flight of stairs, and then that's
done. Oh, I know it. I skipped it.
Yeah, you probably just skipped second.
Okay, I feel like a dummy.
No, I wouldn't. It's easy to do. If you're distracted and not paying attention, it's easy to do.
I had like a yo-yo, and I was like, there's like a, there's like a dog barking on my phone.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was calling my house, and there's it's a three-way call. Settle down! That dog just keeps barking, and I'm not sure what to make of it. I'm not sure if it's a good thing or a bad thing.
Yeah, but yeah, nope, there is a second floor.
Sweet.
You just missed the stairs, the landing.
So I can go to the second floor
now?
Okay. Thank you for finding it for me.
Yes,
you
sure can.
You know, it's just, I didn't think I didn't think I could lose it like that. Second time I lost today, I think.
No, you're all good.
All right, thank you.
You're good, no problem.
I appreciate
you. Yep, you bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yep, no problem.
Bye-bye.
I'll just be in 1 minute. Bye-bye.
Bye. I appreciate you.
Bye.
What a nice lady. Oh, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/WAP. 10:22 and 45 seconds, post-meridian Eastern Standard Time, October 13th, 2025. The weather is, let's look out the window. It's dark. Co-host, James, aka Jimmy Snuggs, if you know him in the sheets, Jimmy Struggs in the sheets, the Nilla Gorilla, both ways. Jame, if you prefer to call him that way. Goodbye, man with the plan. Scared Lee. Chilean like a villain. Get the audience and you're listening live. RogueServer.com. Wuppy Swarm. Cloutmaster should go. I want to hear Cloutmaster call.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hi. Is this Super 8 by Wyndham?
Yes.
Did I put one of the other guys on the phone for you?
Who was it again?
I had Jim, and scared guy.
What do you need now?
I just want to know if I should put them on the phone.
I don't know which guy you're talking about.
Oh, they're in here with me.
Yeah, it's me. I'm sorry. I got a and I'm fucking blown out.
I don't know who guys are you, or I don't know you.
I'm sorry. I know you.
All right.
What's your name? Hello. Am I in? I'm in the room. I think.
He hung up like a jerk.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was taking a dab during that, and I came back, and I heard scared man.
That's all right. You get to try again.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. You're listening live.
I'm taking a dab.
Yes. Do you want to call a Starbucks if they answer a phone?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Sweet. I might cut the show a little bit early tonight. I burnt the mouth on soup. My tongue hurts, and I got a sore throat.
Ow. Starbucks has weird names for their stuff, man.
Oh, yeah.
To Starbucks on I-94, what can I get for you?
Hey, I-94, I'm looking for a Starbucks drink and it had, like, blondes in it. You know what I'm talking about?
Well, we just have blonde espresso, so you could add blonde espresso to any drink.
Oh, okay, so I could just get a couple of blondes in, like, the drink, like, instead of, like, whatever. What does it come with normally?
So we have regular espresso, blonde espresso, decaf espresso.
So you give me, like, the regular blonde,
so, yeah,
and I ask for, like, the strong blonde, or how does that work?
It comes with normal espresso.
How many blondes do I get per drink? Like, I want as many blondes as I can, to be honest. If that makes sense.
So, sorry. Do you know what else could possibly be in the drink? The blonde is kind of just like the strength of the espresso in the drink. And we have a couple.
Yeah, I want it really strong. Like, super strong. Yeah, I want like 10 blondes.
Yeah.
Just like spitting in my drink. Spitting in it.
Yeah, do you want to do like an Americano? Americanos are technically known for having just like more espresso than anything else in them.
I've seen you guys have red eyes, but what about, like a purple eye or something? Like, what if we mix, is there, like, a blue eye down there?
I'm not really sure what that would be.
About a yellow eye?
Yeah.
I've seen yellow eyes before, but they're in the water.
Yeah, that's the, Americanos are typically espresso and water.
Oh, so you have yellow eyes down there?
Typically, you can just order as many espresso shots as you want in a cup. It all just kind of breaks down to pricing in the system, but we can make it.
That's beautiful. How many blondes do you think could fit in a single small cup versus, like, a big cup?
Usually around 12 ounces.
Of blondes? How do you measure a blonde? Mm-hmm. Like, what? How does
it's
that go?
Just a shot.
I usually use, yeah, but what's, like, how many blondes is that? Like, 3 or 4?
12-ish.
12 blondes. And that's only in one, right?
That's impressive. If you're wanting that many shots in there, yeah.
Well, you could put 12, up to 12 blondes in your drink, like, at a time? They're all okay with that?
Yeah, typically, yeah. I mean, it's just kind of up to the system.
Oh, the system, like, you're setting it up.
Yeah,
I've been set up before.
Yeah, we have to, like, type them in a certain way, and then, like, we can make them with, like, our bare hands and stuff anyway, but it all kind of comes down to how we type it in the system. But, yeah, if you choose espresso shots, whether it's over ice or hot, you can do 12.
Your bare hands, you say.
So when the time comes to place the order, you can't ask for that.
Well,
was there anything else
the problem that I had? Yeah, well, the problem that I had, now that you said that, it was kind of bringing me up. I was in there, and I was trying to get a couple of blondes in my coffee, just all getting in there, and you guys had some gloves on or something? You were making it with gloves? I don't appreciate that. I need it barehanded.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, can you fix that? Like, how do I avoid that from, like, happening in the future?
Well, I think that's kind of up to the barista. We're allowed to use gloves depending on if, you know, there's stickiness and some sensitivity to certain cleaners and stuff like that. So I don't really know if that would be something of an option, but you could always ask the manager of the store that you're ordering from when the time comes.
When the time comes? Because it did happen before, though.
Yeah, like when you go to place an order, if you're really
I was asking for like 12 or 13 blondes in a single cup.
You can go ahead and bring it up to the manager, and they can go ahead and kind of decide on themselves.
Oh, okay, and just like put their hands all over it and just kind of get their fingerprints on it?
Was there anything else I could do for you today?
Well, that's what I was asking, if you could put your fingerprints on it, but I don't know if... I do have another thing about the blondes.
I don't really know how that's relevant.
Well, I just don't know how to measure my blondes in, like, the cup measurements, you know? Because how do I know that you're giving me the right blondes? It could be a brunette or, like, you know?
You go ahead and have a good night, sir.
What? The brunettes really cut it, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. She knew what you were trying to
like
do
that.
The entire time.
She did, yeah. She 100% did.
I didn't...
She was good at avoiding it, though. That's why she works at Starbucks.
Yeah, it's...
That's a good woman.
She's an expert at that.
Expert.
Wow, you're listening live on rogueserver.com/Whoopi. I'm your host, Whoopi. Right, we're doing a bit of a shorter show tonight because I'm not feeling so hot. I got a headache, I got a burnt tongue, sore throat, dry mouth.
Whoopi just smoked weed for the first time.
Smoked a big-ass joint.
No.
No.
I inhaled pollen and seeds.
This is all slander.
And tree nuts. Get the tree nut up in my lung. Didn't know if anyone wanted to know that. I got a new pair of headphones on, so it should sound different for everybody.
Sounds great, Whoopi.
Thank you.
Proud of you.
Who's going?
Not me.
You're going.
Hi. Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. A hotel?
Yes, America's Best Value Inn and Suites.
Hi, America. How do I get a room with fingerprints in it already?
Pardon me?
I want to get a room with fingerprints and stuff. That way I can, like, analysis them.
There's... fingerprints in your room already?
Yeah. They're not
what
mine.
Room?
At 215.
What room?
215. There's just fingerprints in here. They're not mine. I'm not sure if I should submit them to the bureau. Check them against the registry.
I'm confused.
Fingerprints.
Your name?
Jacoby.
Feathers. I don't have you in our system. Someone else is in.
Yeah, they invited me into the room.
Someone else is in.
They invited me into the room to check out the fingerprints.
Okay.
I got the dog here sniffing.
Okay.
I got the dog here sniffing. He's signaling pretty good.
Okay.
Do we just... We're gonna I guess we just submit the fingerprints we got to the bureau, and they'll be able to send us back a report on what we found.
Sure.
Can we get your fingerprints down there? Just to make sure. Just to check them against.
Sure.
All right.
Sure.
You got an ink pad or anything down there?
Desk.
Yeah.
No, I do not.
Oh, we have an ink pad. We got a sheet of paper. Just put the fingers on the ink pad and then put it on the paper, and we'll send that over to the boys in the lab, and they'll be able to analyze it.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. Then you'll have to come to the front desk to do that.
Yeah. He just signaled again.
Okay.
You got a cup?
I don't have a cup.
We have a cup for you to, you know, drink out of so we can, like, analyze your DNA.
Okay. You have to come to the front desk to do that.
Yeah. So drink out the cup and give us the fingerprint and hair sample.
Is this some weird prank?
No.
I don't know. Again, you would need to come to the front desk to do all that with the person at the front desk.
All right. We just want to call you, make sure you knew what was going down. That way you didn't get scared or anything. It's normal.
Okay. Uh-huh.
We'll clear you. We'll clear you as just clear you. Make sure you're not involved in it.
Okay.
Settle down.
That's fine by me.
Thank you.
So I'll be fine if you come to the front desk.
And your name's Timothy?
My name is not Timothy.
All right. We'll just mark that down. My name's Jacoby.
I'm not hearing the dog.
Oh.
Okay, hello, Jacoby. I'm not hearing the dog in room 215, by the way.
He's got a muzzle on.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm putting the phone up to him so I can hear him.
I have to put you on hold.
Is there a problem?
Okay. I'm still not hearing the dog signaling at all in anywhere, and this hotel is not particularly quiet.
We got a muzzle on him. I have to put the phone up. I have to put the phone up to him. That way, so I can hear him.
Okay.
I had headphones hooked up to the phone, and like a microphone.
Okay.
Yeah, so I have to put the microphone up to the dog, and then whenever he signals, I'm able to detect what he signals.
Okay.
It's normal. He's pretty shy about it all.
Mm-hmm.
You can pet the dog. I can bring the dog and you can pet him and everything. He's real. But you'll be able to witness that he has like a quiet bark.
Okay. Again, are you making your way to the front desk so we can do all the things you needed to be done?
Or still gathering evidence and analyzing it here? And with we brought a lab kit. We got some chalk and stuff, or just
some
fingerprints.
Because I don't see any sort of cruisers or anything out here.
It's a crime to impersonate a police officer. Yeah. I'm just Jacoby. I'm not like I'm just Jacoby.
Okay.
I'm just getting the fingerprints.
I still don't have a Jacoby in my list of names.
You can put it in the list of names as he called me over to, like, analyze it?
Who called you over?
215.
Who's the people in 215?
My client.
Their names?
I can't disclose that information to you.
Okay, because if your said clients are the people in 215, it's two people, and they are under someone else in the hotel.
I can't disclose any of this information to you.
Mm-hmm.
We've had an incident before.
Okay.
All right, the dog signaled.
Okay.
We just got found another fingerprint here.
Mm-hmm.
Have hair? Does anyone in your property have, like, hair or saliva or mucus or anything like that? Because we're getting signals of that, too.
I would assume the people in the room have hair and fingerprints.
We already put that in the...
If you're talking about the staff here...
We put them in the white list.
If you're talking about the staff here, then yes.
So we get all the staff to get the fingerprints and stuff?
I don't have all of the staff's fingerprints, hair samples, or saliva samples.
Well, you just gather it. Are you willing to take a drug test?
Sure.
Cool. We could, like, take one together. I'm not on drugs. I can give you my cup.
Yeah, I can tell you're using a soundboard.
Hi. Hello? We get the dog signaling. How could he tell? What was that? Where's my co-host? James.
I'm here. I'm ready to do the last call.
What was that?
I don't know.
Was it interesting?
Yeah, it was all right.
All right. What do you mean, all right?
It's all right.
Oh, do I have to...
Gang.
Do I have to stick my dogs on you?
Free LaFour.
I suppose. Free LaFour.
Yeah. Free LaFour. Oh,
Free.
All right. Oh, wait. Someone said they wanted a casino.
That wasn't me.
Well, wait, does Leaf want to do...
I said it.
Does Leaf want to call a
casino? Yeah, it was
and
me.
Then you want to call something for, like, the last one?
The last call.
Yeah. All right, Leaf, here's
your
casino.
Last one.
Here's your casino, Leaf. Welcome. It's a shorter show tonight because I'm not feeling so hot. I get, like, missing hands and fingers
and
stuff.
Thank you for calling the Ramkota Hotel and Conference Center of Bismarck, North Dakota. If you know your party's extension, you can dial that at any time.
Where are the windows at in here?
Please dial 0 now. Thank you for your call.
I wasn't paying attention to her.
You are being transferred to the operator.
Bismarck Hotel, how may I help you?
Hey, Bismarck, do you guys got a casino down there?
Like at the hotel here?
Yeah, like somewhere over there, right?
Yeah, we have the Nichols Lounge. There's, like, blackjack, there's machines, like, in there,
Yeah!
We do...
Heck yeah!
Yeah.
That's awesome! Have you ever been in there before?
I have been to the lounge, like, once or twice. We also have, like, pool in there and darts and, yeah, just all that good stuff.
Ooh, what's the payout, do you think, in, like, the casino? You think the house always wins in there?
I have no idea. I've never gambled before.
Aw. Well, I got my friend going in there, and he's been gambling a lot. And I wanted to get him, like, get it ready for me. Like, for the machine, if you ever know, like, about the machines.
I don't know anything about the machines.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I was just explaining to you that, like, you know, the machines, they go and they go, and you just have to, like, keep going until you, like, get, like, a good one, right? And so my friend's been doing that. He's been, like, trying to get it for me, get it going. And I'm kind of scared to go down there now.
Why is that?
If you must know, I'm on the telephone with you right now, and I'm looking outside the window, like, out of the little flaps, and there's this guy. Like, he, like, looked at me specifically. Like, I'm on, like, the third or fourth floor. And this dude, like, looked up, like, perfectly into my eyes. And he picked up a leaf off of the ground. And then he, like, showed it to me. He, like, picked it up and he like, showed it to me. And he smiled. It was really creepy. It was, like, really creepy. Has that ever happened before? Have you seen that before?
I haven't. Is that, like, here at the
Halloween?
Buffet?
Like, are you, do you guys have, like, a Halloween event going on?
Not around here, at least not that I'm aware of.
Maybe it, like, go, it, like, leeches over into the area of this place?
I'm not sure. Could you describe what he looked like?
Yeah, okay, for sure. So, oh my god, I actually remember it fully. He was dressed in all white. All white, but his hat was black. So it was, it made like a shadow over his head and over his entire being. So I couldn't exactly tell if he was wearing a hat or not. But I definitely think he was smiling at me. And he was showing me that leaf. Yeah, like, he was showing it me, like it was, like a threat. It wasn't like, you know, hey, here, you know, like, look at this leaf. Like, he was, like, aggressively showing this leaf to me. From the, like, I'm on the fourth floor. He's, like, looking at me dead in the eyes. It was just so creepy, you know? Like, have you ever had that happen to you? Like, imagine you look out your window and there's some random guy that just does that to you, you know?
No, yeah, I've never had that happen to me, and that was here at the hotel?
Yeah, like, somewhere, I don't know, north, south, east, or west, I don't know which one I was on, but it had to have been one of those, because he was looking at me so intently that I definitely, he was definitely looking at me with intent and with malice.
Okay, let's see here.
But I was going to go down there. Do you think that, it, like, everything's okay if I just walk down there? You guys aren't playing a prank on me or anything?
No, we're not playing a prank on you. And every entrance to
the hotel
is... Do you
have anyone I can talk to? I don't... Okay, I understand, miss. Can you please... Okay, I'll... Just keep talking. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, you're good. Every entrance to the hotel, except for the main one to the lobby, is locked. It is key card access only. So, and if any way that he came in here, there's no way I would miss him because I have a direct view of the front doors.
And you'll tell me if you see a guy with a leaf in his hand, dressed in all white with a hat on. I don't even know what. Honestly, I don't even know what he looked like because he did have the hat on, I think. I'm not certain, but that's, I think that's because I couldn't see him, which is why he was wearing such a large hat that was, like, shrouding his vision, and my vision as well, so to speak. It was...
Okay, yeah.
Like, I couldn't really describe to you exactly what he looked like, but there was definitely a guy holding a leaf outside with a hat on.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not even sure...
But you...
How?
I know. But...
Yeah.
I know you don't know what's going on outside. Yeah, I know. It just... If you see the hat guy, like, maybe he has a hat on. I think he has, like, a large hat on. Because it's definitely, like, impairing my vision. And I think it might impair other people's, which is why everything's going so wrong tonight. At least for me, I don't know. I don't know if everything's going wrong for you, but I can only speak for myself.
Absolutely. If I do see him here, more than likely, I'd probably just call the police on the spot, considering that he's loitering.
Just call the police on the hat guy with a leaf in his hand?
Yeah.
Okay, and then we'll be good to go, and I can just start gambling again.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Well, let me know. Honestly, call me first. If you see the guy with a hat on, with a leaf in his hand, just call me first, because I kind of have, like, a vendetta, I think. Maybe he, like, knows me or something. I don't know if... I've never seen this guy before, because I don't know exactly what he looks like. But I do know that he might have some sort of, like, grudge against me, which is why he might be looking at me so, like, intensely. Which is why I believe that we should just settle this out like men to men. Like, I'll put a hat on, too, and we'll just go out, and we'll just, you know, do whatever we need to do. I don't know, like, whatever he wants me to do, I'll settle it, you know? I'm not here to, like, have any beefs.
Yeah,
and we don't need to get the police involved, you know? And if they do, I'll call the sheriff, 100%.
Yeah, absolutely. If you did want me to give you a call back, just in case I saw anything, what was your room number?
I'm really scared to tell you because I don't know if you're actually with that guy or not, because I've only spoken to you. So I can't really...
Okay.
I'm sorry. I'm just kind of like... I don't know.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. That's a pretty, like... I don't know. That's a pretty traumatizing event.
I don't know. You've never been through it, you know, so, like, I don't know if it's even scary or not, but it did really, like, kind of shake me, and I was, like, shaking a little bit, and then I got over it, you know, and I wanted to call you and see what was going on, but apparently there's nothing, no one knows anything about it, so I guess I just saw it, and it was in my own eyes. I don't know. Just working undercover for the man, or I don't know if he's working undercover or something.
Yeah,
maybe he's like,
I can't tell you.
Like sticking someone out. I don't know if it was me that he's sticking out, but he's definitely sticking someone out.
Okay, yeah. I will let.
Aggressive with this. I'm like.
No, absolutely not.
Sorry.
In fact, we do have a person that, like, does walkabouts every hour around the hotel just to, like, make sure, like, no suspicious activity is going on. And I will get a hold of him and let him know what you just told me about this
guy. And they'll
guy
check people
and...
for leaves? Like, for, like, a leaves and everything?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. Okay, so I can go down there and just start gambling again, because I was scared, and that's why I was calling you in the first place. If you remember what we were talking about before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
you're more than welcome to go down to the lounge.
Okay, and I can gamble, and there's no windows down there, right? Or there's a couple of windows. I think I saw, like, one or two. But I heard that there's no windows, and I was looking for a couple of them.
Yeah, in the lounge, there are no windows. There are windows, like, outside of the lounge, but other than that, there shouldn't be any in the lounge.
Okay. That makes me kind of scared as well. Actually, no, that's kind of safe. That is safer than having windows.
I need to get into 111.
You're right. So in case he, like... Oh, who's that? What the heck?
Oh,
what's going on? You're, like, clicking.
Yep, I'm just remaking.
Oh my god, you're clicking at me right now. You're clicking! You're clicking at me!
So that's just the machine for
Oh my god. I'm sorry, man. Everything was going all wild and my vision was blurry. I'm sorry. Everything was going all crazy. They're clicking
at
me.
No problem at all.
I was walking down the stairs, but I couldn't find the second one. That's why they, I don't know. I was clicking so that way they would understand what I was saying, because they were clicking back at me. Yeah, but whenever I was walking, do you guys have, like, one or two or three floors? Or four or five? Six, seven, eight?
Three floors,
maybe?
Yep.
I don't know. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was definitely on like the third floor, but it was like the highest one in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But okay, it felt like then that would be our third floor. Mm-hmm.
It felt like I was on like the skyscraper, like atop of it, you know, flying. And then all of a sudden, this guy just shows me a leaf, and he starts smiling at me. And this guy just starts clicking at me too. I'm walking down the stairs right now. I do see that there was a second floor, but it's is it under construction or something?
No, it shouldn't be.
Maybe I skipped it. Do you think I skipped it, maybe?
As far as I believe, there shouldn't be any parts of the hotel that are under construction.
Yeah, maybe I just skipped it. I don't know. It was missing, though. It was definitely missing. It went from 3 to 1. It's like a math equation, almost. I think. I've seen that before. Ma'am, do you want to go gambling with me tonight?
Unfortunately, I can't, sir. I do have to work the desk.
How old are you?
I can't give that information out, sir.
Oh, it's okay. So we'll just not go gambling. We'll just let you do your thing, and we'll just get it on going, and I'll keep gambling, and I'll just, I don't know. If you see the guy with this leaf in his hand... For sure, you definitely want to watch out for that guy, because he's been scaring me the whole night.
Yeah, I'm very sorry to hear that. I'll definitely keep an eye out.
You don't seem very genuine, but I do appreciate you. I don't know what else to say to you.
I'm sorry.
Hey, you got anything to say to this woman? I'm kind of scared now. I was walking down the stairs, and he's, like, on the first floor, and I'm on the second floor now.
Hey, what's up, dude?
Mm-hmm.
Yo, why are you looking at me with that leaf in your hand?
I don't know what you're talking about.
But that leaf... I swear, man, that was the guy...
Weren't you the guy who was staring at me from the third floor?
No, that wasn't me.
Why are you looking at me? I was just getting leaves.
I only had my binoculars and camera out for like a couple of seconds.
Dude, you're creeping me out, dude.
Dude, it's public space, man. You could take pictures of anyone in public.
You're like making.
I was looking at you. Were looking at me.
You're looking right through my hat. And I don't appreciate what you're doing.
I couldn't even tell you what you looked like.
I gotta get you.
You had a hat on. All right, I'm stuck. I'll stop then. I'll stop. Here, take the phone. Take the phone. Take the phone then. Take it to the front desk.
Hi.
This is Miranda at the front desk.
Hi, Miranda.
How can I help you?
This guy just gave me his phone for some reason. He was looking at me earlier. I was in the parking lot picking up leaves and stuff. And he was looking at me with binoculars through his, like, window.
Uh-huh.
What's this guy's problem?
I have no idea. He told me that...
Sorry, go on.
He called me just now.
Yeah.
Okay, So, what door are you guys by? Are you by an entrance?
We're by, like, the third floor door.
Does it have a number on it?
I only took a couple of pictures.
Yeah, that's creepy. You can't take pictures of me like that. I don't consent to it.
It was in my room.
I was just minding my own business. You're thinking, how would you like if I took pictures of you? Hi.
Hi.
Well, is this guy in trouble or not?
I mean, from what I'm understanding, he keeps taking...
Give me back my phone.
Okay, sir,
fine, take it.
I'm taking pictures of you. Man, I'm taking pictures of him right now.
Sir, I wouldn't...
Oh, my God. Oh, shit, I dropped it.
I would not advise taking pictures of people, sir.
I'm gonna take more pictures of him. I know what he looks like now. I know what he looks like.
What's your problem? Whatever.
You had a leaf in your hand. You were staring at me.
For the kids.
Stop it. Here, take the fucking phone. Stop doing that shit.
Hi.
Hi.
I don't get what's happening here. I'm really confused.
Just give me the phone. Could you just tell me, like, what entrance you're by, if you're by an entrance or anything? Is this even happening at the Bismarck Hotel and Conference Center?
The Bismarck Hotel and Conference Center?
Yes.
The Quality Inn.
He's got a couple of duties, and I'm trying to take my camera.
He definitely phoned the wrong hotel. This is the Bismarck
drugs?
Hotel.
You think he's
he
on drugs?
He has to be. More than likely.
Oh, my
likely.
God.
Sir, do you need any, like, assistance or anything?
No, give me more. I want more drugs. More of them.
What room are you in?
215. Come and find me.
I'm gonna walk him back to his room and just, you know, make sure he gets there safely, because he's acting real erratic.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm sorry, I don't work at the Quality Inn. I'm actually at a different hotel, so if you'd like to phone the front desk there and just tell them what has been happening, I'm very sorry.
I don't think we need to bother them with this nonsense. This guy just needs to sleep this off.
This sucks.
Sir, I'm going to have to test you for drugs. We're going to have to do a sobriety test on this guy.
I'm only on a little.
Follow the pen with your eyes.
Okay, I'm following it. Hold on.
Not your pen,
sir. Okay, sir. I'm gonna hang up the phone now.
I got a pen.
Guests here.
Ma'am, I have a pen in my hand. He's wanting me to follow it.
Okay, sir. I am just gonna hang up the phone now. I do have other duties to attend to.
This is the guy with the hat on his head.
Okay, sir. Then you'd have to call the front desk at the hotel you're currently at.
Get a hard hat on, ma'am. Why are we still talking?
Sir,
why haven't you hung up the phone yet? I'm so scared right now.
You smell like you just hit a...
Hang up the fucking phone!
I'm trying to hang up the phone right now for you, if you would just listen to me.
I don't want to listen anymore. I just want this... I want to wear his hat. Give me your fucking hat now.
No.
Give me your hat.
No.
Okay.
Give me your hat.
No. Yeah.
Okay, sir. I'm hanging up the phone now. Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Thank you. I don't know what the fuck that was.
Why did that go on
for so long?
That was like 20 minutes.
I don't understand.
Was retarded. All right. Last call. Last call. All
right.
Everyone,
let me get you.
Say your good nights.
I'm sorry that went on too long.
It's all right.
Welcome to Whoopi's Warp. Every Monday, October 1st, is 2025. It's currently 11:02 p.m. post meridian in the Eastern Standard Time Zone.
Yes.
And if you're listening live, you're listening on rogueserver.com/whoopee, because where else would you do it?
Yes.
Nowhere else to listen to prank calls.
Or you're listening
anywhere.
To a bootleg.
Yep. You could be listening to a secret tape trading version of this show. If you've got that, then hit me up. Send me an email. All right. Get me through to somebody. I'm going to try and get them to do something special for us.
Anything in particular?
No, it doesn't really matter.
All right.
Something. Also, that shit was crazy. Like, you got her to turn on him real easy. Like, that was pretty funny.
It's on drugs.
Yep, he's on drugs.
I'm on drugs. Yeah.
You're on crack. Crack it down.
She took my phone and then started talking trash. What the heck, man?
All right. Enough, chill.
Everspring Inn, Bob speaking.
Hey, baby, how's it going tonight?
Fine.
All right, so I needed a little favor. I'm working on a little project right now. It's called Whoopi's Warp. Is the name of the project that I'm working on right now, and I really just need like a vocal sample of somebody saying for like thanks for listening to Whoopi's Warp. I hope you had a great time.
I'm here
in the hotel room right now.
Are you sure you can't just say
thank you for listening?
I know. Thank you.
Okay, so I'm going to say, wait. Oh, you bitch. Thank you for listening to Whoopi's Warp. I'm going to bed. Good night.
Good night.
I love you.
Welcome to Whoopi's Warp and good night.
Welcome to Whoopi's Warp. It's the end of the show. If you're listening, you're listening live on RogueServer.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for participating. Thank you to my co-host, waving him goodbye as he leaves the studio. Thank you. We're all going to bed now. The audience is clapping. The throat sore, the tongue's burnt from the soup. Are we even allowed to play this? I don't know. It seems pretty extreme. I'm gonna cease at the dabbling and skip. Thank you for listening to Whoopi's Warp. RogueServer.com/Whoopi. Thank you for listening. Thank you, Scared Leaf. Cloutmaster and Carthor. In no particular order. Alright, good night. Good night.
Thank you for the show.
Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
And thank you, everyone in the audience, for listening.